time to catch up, as we do on an irregular, regular basis. Paul Tangy from the CFA. Paul, good morning to you.
How are you, Robbo?
Very well, thanks, mate. Now, first of all, some more fire restriction information.
Yeah, so fire restrictions, as we know, have come into force in a number of municipalities across Victoria. On Monday the 6th of December, that was Bendigo. On the 13th of December, being yesterday, that was Central Goldfield Shire and Mount Alexander Shire, Hepburn Shire as well. And on Monday of next week, the 20th of December, restrictions will come into force in the Macedon Ranges Shire.
Okay, so check with your local council or CFA website for all the details in terms of where those restrictions are in place. And of course, keep listening to us too. And if there is any information that is required in relation particularly to fire information, we'll give it to you right here on Gold Centre Victoria as well.
Spot on, and I'm glad you've listened over the years and know exactly where to find that information from.
Yeah, well, I work here, so you'd want to hope I've got half a bloody idea, mate.
Yeah, well, that's right, mate. Otherwise, it could be under false pretenses.
Yeah, and when I say work, I should probably put that in inverted commas as well, you know. So
you turn up every morning,
and they throw me a few shekels, mate, for sitting on my bum, telling the time and talking to blokes like you.
It's all a bonus.
It certainly is. Now, the other thing we want to talk about is house fires, because this time of year we tend to think of grass fires, bushfires, etc. But house fires, it's still a very, very dangerous area potentially that we need to always be on our mettle about.
It is indeed. And unfortunately, house fires can happen every day of the year. We need to be especially careful at this time of year. Gatherings, people coming to our place, we're probably cooking a little bit more in preparation for Christmas. We're using electrical power board outlets for Christmas lights and things like that. So it's just a matter of being vigilant, making sure that everything it is that you do is done in a safe manner. Make sure that you double check things before you use them. Make sure that you don't overload power points. You might have many sets of Christmas lights. Make sure that they're plugged in properly. You haven't piggybacked double adapters on double adapters. But most importantly, make sure that everything that you're doing in and around the home is done in the most safest way that you can.
Yeah. Now, see, I think I'm doing my bit for fire safety as well, the fact that there's not a Christmas light within cooey of my joint. So,
That can be taken as a good thing. It can also be taken as a bad thing. People would call you a Grinch, but I won't go that far. But, mate, what we need to do is think about what we're doing, but most importantly about the family and friends that are around us. So if you've got young children, make sure that those power outlets are, I guess, out of sight. They can't be easily touched. Make sure that the lights have been checked before you plug them in. And again, make sure that you're using the right number of outlets on a power board when you're plugging those lights in, instead of piggybacking off power boards and other double adapters that we have unfortunately seen happen during the year.
Yeah, indeed. Paul, look, always sound advice. And as I say, with most of these things, it's always common sense, but we just need to make it top of mind as opposed to, you know, just sort of not really thinking about it because, I mean, the consequences are potentially too horrible to think about.
Yeah, spot on, Robbo. And just making sure, as I keep saying, that everything we do is done in a safe manner. You've mentioned where to find information from. The other place that people can grab information if they need it about any of those topics, even if it's just to check fire restrictions and whether they're in and what date they are to commence where you are, is the Vic Emergency Hotline on 1800 226 226.
All righty. Hey, Paul, listen, thanks for all your input, as always, every year here on The Wake Up Call and on Gold Central Victoria. And we wish you and yours a very safe and happy Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And the same to you. I know you're having a break after the end of this week. So enjoy and we'll catch up shortly afterwards.
Look forward to it. Good on you, Paul. Paul Tangy, CFA, joining us on The Wake Up Call.